And I will now hand over to my early childhood policy colleagues, Ben and Abby, who will share some insights into the continuity and transitioning framework.
Good morning. Thanks, Sean and Katie, for your earlier acknowledgements. So what Abby and I are going to be talking about today is the continuity and transitioning framework. So what is the continuity and transitioning framework? Oops. How do we get it back? Is there another one? Thank you. So when we're talking about the continuity and transitioning framework, the base is around effective transitions. So that effective transitions promote children's learning and well-being, improve children's confidence in managing change, foster a sense of belonging and connectedness to the community. They grows partnerships and positive relationships between settings. So what does this look like? So this is schools, educators and families working together, passing on a child's story, which is very important, creating a strong community for learning, using a strengths-based approach, and this is a phrase that we like to use, is ready schools, not school ready. Communication across the stakeholders, using the continuity and transitioning framework that we have. And as part of that is using and completing the continuity and transitioning statements, or C&Ts, as we shorten it to. So the continuity and transitioning framework, it consists of two elements. So we've got the continuity and transitioning statement, which Abby will talk about. We've got a bit of a practical work for that as well. So that's used to craft conversations, gather key understandings and collaborate to create seamless transitions. And some of you might have seen them, hopefully. Otherwise, I think most of you will see them for next year. And overarching with that, is the continuity and transitioning framework, which is used to provide background and guiding practices for quality transitions and information on how to complete the C&T statement for each child. So that's all accessible through the QR codes on your tables as well. And I'll pass over to Abby, who will go more into the C&Ts.
Hi. So as Ben mentioned, many of you might already be very familiar with the continuity and transition statements if you are part of the three-year-old initiative, as each child within the initiative will have a statement completed for them to support their transition to preschool. This is also something that's being rolled out ACT-wide, so some other services might have already adopted these, whether they're part of the three-year-old initiative panel or not. And it's really exciting to note that almost every ACT preschool will receive one of these statements from a child in the three-year-old initiative this coming year, meaning that familiarity is just increasing and increasing. So if you're looking for a tool that maybe your service isn't already using, that schools will be quite familiar with and know how to use, this is a great tool to use. Amy and I are also running a workshop this week for preschools to understand the importance and the content, how to apply that to their planning, splitting cohorts, looking at things such as adjustment matrices. So it's something that there will be significant uptake for if you're not already using it. So a little bit about the C&Ts. If you haven't seen them already, they're comprised of three parts. So the first part is the educator reflections. So we know that some children you might have been working with since infancy, which means that you'd already have a very deep knowledge of supports that work for them and their family, and noting their progress, their development, things like that. Other children might have come to you more recently. C&Ts can still be completed for them using your deep knowledge of the EYLF and child development and what you'd sort of expect to see. So it can be quite flexible. That first component is key for moving forward with the child and the family and making sure that they have the supports that you're already putting in place at your service at their next place of education and care. The second part is the child reflection part. I think this part is really exciting because it really allows you and the child to draw on your creativity based on how the child might like to communicate. So the child reflection is all about capturing the child's voice authentically. Some children might choose to engage in conversation with you, talking about what they're excited about for preschool or what they enjoy engaging in at the ECEC where they currently are. Other children might choose to draw a picture. This could be something that could be done in a small group or a larger group at a provocation, all sorts of ways. It's really up to you and your creativity. If children are non-speaking communicators, you could also take pictures of them or allow them to take pictures, annotating those along the way as well. So there's a lot of flexibility in how this is done. It always really shines through with the child's personality, so we really enjoy seeing those come through. The final component is the family reflection component. So this is a component that we ask you do in partnership with the family. So this can be done through an informal meeting, a phone conversation, but we do ask that it's done in partnership. It's really important that there's an open conversation about what supports might be needed for their child and them if they have any questions about preschool and so on. That way it's really clear communication moving forward as well. It is important to note as well that they do need to provide consent for this to be moved forward. So if they're part of the three-year-old initiative, the family will complete the statement with you and consent, and then we'll pass it on to the preschool and make sure that you're CC'd in to make sure that that communication line is created and open. Also important to note that page two is often being completed now by children for children who are not accessing ECECs by additional sort of support services. So if a child might be accessing occupational therapists or a speech pathologist, they might be completing just the page two for that child. But if they're at your service, obviously you'll be completing that full statement. But as I said, the uptake is really happening. We feel it this year and definitely next year as well. So lots of services, ECECs, private providers, all completing those for schools. So if you're not already using these, it's a great tool to have.
So I'm Tara from the AIS Kendricks College. This year, even though we're not part of the three-year program, we found these were really liked them and we wanted to incorporate them into our for our transition statements for our kids going to school. So I talked to families and we decided that we're going to do three options: either a full statement, a shorter condensed statement if they wanted that, or they had the thoughts coming from the government preschools. We found that a lot of the families wanted a full statement or a short statement, and using this structure just made it really easy to keep it consistent, to make sure that we were including all the information we needed, and it just provided a really clear structure. So we feel that the statements have been really good, it's been easy to use, and the families are really happy with what has come out of them.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to share their reflections, either from what they found at the table today or from after their services?
No? I'm confused.
Hang on, Laurie, I'm coming.
Oh, good. Thank you, Ben. Oh, she's going to try again. I'm confused because we're in a service that currently has command 3 and 4 year olds. So some of the assumptions that underpin it, and we're planning to be a part of this project. Some of the assumptions that underpin it assume they're in, I think, a three-year-old only program and that they're going to a new setting. So if the statement and the poor woman that came around there for who's never coming back to this table that I was interrogating and saying, is it mandatory? Because the language won't be appropriate. So is it this statement or equivalent so that we're not duplicating? Or can you just explain how the process works and how what I'm hearing is an assumption that everyone's going to a government preschool and a government school and that there will be equity for children that aren't?
I'm happy to jump in there, Ben. So I apologize for any miscommunication. So it might have come across that way because at the moment it is part of a service deeds for services who are part of the three-year-old initiative. So it's part of their service deed that they will complete it for every child moving from their service to preschool. Now, we understand not every child goes to a government preschool, and that's completely fine. We do have statements that we're passing on to private Catholic schools We have children who might be staying at that service for their preschool year. That's, of course, fine as well. We do also have a statement that's recently been developed for children who are transitioning straight to kindergarten. That's also available on the Education Directorate website, too. So we understand that every child and family situation is different. Of course, if your service is not part of the three-year-old initiative, you're still very encouraged to use the statement and pass it on to wherever the child might be transitioning, as it is more widely adopted. But we understand not every child's going to a government preschool. And, of course, if they're part of the three-year-old initiative, which is primarily Amy and my role to support, we'll, of course, pass the statements on to wherever the child might be transitioning to. Yes.
Ask a question.
Yes.
I have a pretty big voice. So Mark and Tracy, I'm from Warrior Valley Early Learning. We are a part of the program. Pauline was there yesterday. My question with the continuing transition statements is saying is that the first page, we've been doing at the center ourselves probably about the last 3 or 4 years, or something that I had developed as the pet leader, just through my experiences, and went, that's what we need to do, that's what we're going to do. So we're totally all over that one, but literally even the guiding questions is exactly how I've taught my teams how to do that. So those parts are totally fine. Do we have to use your pro forma, or can we create ours, providing that it still matches the information that you're asking for?
If you're part of the three-year-old initiative, it does need to be this template. It is part of Set Up for Success, part of the sort of initiatives within there, that there will be an ACT-wide approach that will all be the same to transitions. That being said, of course, there's understanding children are transitioning to different places, transitions look different for every family, but having that sort of continuity that receiving education and care services and schools will be able to easily sort of recognize and receive support and also have a bank of resources around is a big part of that. So if you're part of the three-year-old initiative, it is part of the service deed that you'll use this. Three-year-old preschool, I think, will also have some requirements around that as well. So we do ask that you use this. But again, actually, I might just flip on to the next slide, because if you are already... I'll move on and then come back to this one. If you are already using your own template... or already doing, of course, summative assessments or observations, jottings, things like that, we do really recommend that you use those and just pop those straight into this template as well. So not asking that you sort of reinvent the wheel. It's looking at what you already have, so it's not an extra task. So using those, your plannings, your reflections on your planning, your jottings, observations, assessments, things like that, and being really flexible in the way that you do use those things in your approach. If you have any further questions, please see Amy or myself. We've run workshops in the past around completing the CNT statements. As I said, again, we're also working on the receiving side for preschools. So it is something that they will all be familiar with this coming year when all but one ACT preschool receives these statements. And that's just because we're seeing those increased pathways of children moving to those schools. Again, noting that some private schools will receive those as well. And of course, some children will stay right where they are at the services. And we understand that you have your own processes within that for children to transition. So I'll just flip back again, noting sort of in line with that, that there are challenges. Noting that, of course, the time, everyone's time poor in the sector. So again, really drawing on those resources that you already have, all the information that you are already recording, and having those really open conversations with families about what their child and what they might need moving forward. Let me just see if there's anything that we've missed. And again, using all of that information to support that seamless transition wherever the child might be headed next. Did you want to chat about this? I'd also really encourage you to have another look at the continuity and transition framework, because that also lays out some different tips for gathering CNT information, how it can be passed on. Again, if you're part of the three-year-old initiative, Amy and I can really assist with that and pass that straight on to the service as long as there's consent. But otherwise, if you're not part of the initiative but, of course, want to support your children to transition to their next place of learning, please feel free. We can support you to make those connections as well if that's what the barrier might be.
Thanks, Abby. So one of the new resources that's just come out over the last couple of weeks is the Preschool Pathways modules. So these are a suite of modules that are available for services, community partners to help parents and carers build their knowledge and confidence in transitions to preschool. So each module has online and face-to-face delivery options on it. It's very flexible, so it's PowerPoint presentations, supporting resources and a facilitator's guide. So these have been developed by an outside resource for us to use. So they can be delivered standalone, connected to your sessions. They're very, very flexible. You can add them in to say if you're doing parent information nights, there are bits and pieces you can put into that. They're available on the Google portal, and there should be a QR code on your table which takes you to this as well. So they have four modules. So one's supporting your child in their transition to preschool for parents and carers. Module two, learn to play, play to learn for parents and carers. Three is best practice transitions for ECECs and preschools. Module four is train the trainer for facilitators. Now, if you want some help delivering these, whether it be delivering and mailing them to your context or having us come in and support you to deliver them, you can email us and we can come out, we can chat with you on the phone and see where it can fit within your service delivery. So they're really exciting, they're really great resources to have. So you can jump on and have a look at them and hopefully they fit into what you're doing. And if you want more information on the C&Ts, we have the Early Childhood Community Coordinator's long email address there. If you're completing the C&Ts for a child with developmental needs or disability, transition to preschool, and would like further support or have any questions, contact Preschool Pathways partners. And also, if they're transitioning into school, you can contact us as well. And there's our website for the setup for success.